Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple infrastructure projects worth over 4,900 crore rupees at Yavatmal in Maharashtra, releases 16th installment of PM Kisan scheme. India newest review, ongoing cooperation in counter-terrorism and security domains. BJP asks Election Commission to videograph voting process at all polling stations during upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Sunil Bharati Mittal becomes the first Indian citizen to be conferred an honorary knighthood by Britain's king. And BCCI keeps Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli, Jasprit Bumrah and Ravindra Jadeja in grade A+ in its annual retainership contracts list for senior men's team. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects related to rail, road and irrigation worth more than 4,900 crore rupees at Yavatmal in Maharashtra today. He also released 16th installment of PM Kisan scheme worth over 21,000 crore rupees at a public function. Governor of Maharashtra Ramesh Bais, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar were present on this occasion. While emphasizing the transparency in direct benefit transfer schemes, Mr. Modi said that with a press of a button, 21,000 crore rupees were deposited in the bank accounts of 11 crore farmers. The PM said this Modi guarantee ensures every penny goes to the beneficiaries.
PM Kisan Samman Nidhi ke tahat abhi tak desh ke 11 crore kisanon ke khate mein 3 lakh crore rupaye se adhik jama ho chuke hain. Isse Maharashtra ke kisanon ko 30,000 crore aur Yavatmal ke kisanon ko 900 crore rupaye mile hain. Aap kalpana kijiye ye paisa chote kisanon ke kitne kaam aa raha.
The Prime Minister also dedicated to the nation 51 irrigation projects benefiting Marathwada and Vidarbha region of Maharashtra. These projects, developed at a cumulative cost of more than 2,750 crore rupees under Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana and Bali Raja Jal Sanjeevani Yojana, will bring more than 80,000 hectare of agricultural land under irrigation. Prime Minister said that the previous government kept 100 irrigation projects in the country pending.
कृष्णा कोयना लिफ्ट सिंचाई परियोजना और टेम्भू लिफ्ट सिंचाई परियोजना भी दशकों बाद पूरी हुई है. कोसी खुर्द परियोजना का ज्यादातर काम भी हमारी सरकार ने ही पूरा किया. आज भी यहाँ विदर्भ और मराठवाड़ा के लिए पीएम कृषि सिंचाई और बलिराजा संजीवनी योजना के तहत 51 प्रोजेक्ट का लोकार्पण हुआ है. इनसे 80,000 हेक्टेयर से ज्यादा भूमि को सिंचाई की सुविधा मिलेगी.
The Prime Minister informed that under Har Ghar Jal Yojana, out of every 100 families, 75 families are getting piped water. Before 2014, there were only 50 lakh piped water connections, which have now crossed over 1.25 crores. The Prime Minister also disbursed 825 crore rupees of revolving fund to 5.5 lakh women self-help groups, SHGs, across the state in this public meeting. Prime Minister launched the Modi Awas Gharkul Yojana for OBC category beneficiaries in Maharashtra. The scheme envisages the construction of a total 10 lakh houses in the next 3 years. The Prime Minister also inaugurated multiple rail projects worth more than 1,300 crore rupees. Women of self-help groups, citizens, public representatives were present in large numbers in this public meeting. Earlier today, the Prime Minister launched infrastructure projects worth more than 17,300 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu. In Thoothukudi, he laid the foundation stone of the outer harbour container terminal at V.O. Chidambarnar Port and also inaugurated projects to establish the V.O. Chidambarnar Port as India's first green hydrogen hub port. Mr. Modi also launched India's first indigenous green hydrogen fuel cell inland waterway vessel. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that India's first hydrogen fuel cell vessel will be travelling to Kashi to be used, the River Ganga, and it will be considered a gift from the people of Tamil Nadu to his constituency, Varanasi. The Prime Minister said that Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat program is strengthening through such moves. He said that the hydrogen fuel cell will provide a sustainable development to the country's future. He said that the infrastructure projects implemented by the center in Tamil Nadu has been huge in the past 10 years.
At VOC Port Park, desalination plant, green hydrogen production or bunkering facilities ka bhi aarambh hua hai. In projects se Tutukudi और तमिलनाडु ग्रीन एनर्जी और सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट का एक बड़ा सेंटर बनेगा.
Mr. Modi said that because of the central government schemes, the state has 1,300-kilometer rail infrastructure and 2,000-kilometer electrification, and rail passengers have world-class facilities. The BJP today demanded the Election Commission to videograph the voting process at all polling stations during the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. A party delegation led by Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw met the commission over the issue in New Delhi. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Vaishnaw said it would ensure proper documentation of everything happening at polling booths and increase people's faith in the country's democracy. The minister said that the BJP also demanded to set up polling booths in the high-rise building complexes in urban areas so that maximum eligible voters could exercise their franchise.
जो हाई राइज अपार्टमेंट कॉम्प्लेक्स है उसी के अंदर ही पोलिंग बूथ स्टैब्लिश करें, जिससे ज्यादा से ज्यादा लोग चुनाव में पार्टिसिपेट कर सकें. और दूसरा रिक्वेस्ट हमने इलेक्शन कमीशन से किया कि जो अभी 50% बूथ पे वीडियो रिकॉर्डिंग करते हैं उसको 100% बूथ पे वीडियो रिकॉर्डिंग करें, जिससे कि हर चीज के प्रॉपर डॉक्यूमेंटेशन रहे और हर एक वोटिंग प्रोसेस का एक प्रॉपर रिकॉर्ड रहे.
In Himachal Pradesh Assembly today, an unprecedented uproar was witnessed, resulting in the suspension of 15 BJP members, including opposition leader Jairam Thakur, from the house. These suspensions were imposed following yesterday's altercation and misbehavior with the speaker and chaos in the house by BJP members. We have more from our correspondent.
As soon as the proceedings of the budget session of the Himachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly began today, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Harshvardhan Chauhan proposed under Rule 319 to suspend 15 BJP members, including Leader of Opposition, from the House for the duration of the budget session. The opposition members strongly protested against this decision, leading to a chaotic situation in the House. Opposition Leader Jairam Thakur termed the suspension unfortunate and accused the Speaker of adopting a biased approach. After the suspended opposition members left the House, the proceedings resumed and the budget for the fiscal year 2024-25 was passed and session was adjourned indefinitely. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu clarified that the Congress government will remain in power for the full term of 5 years and he will not resign from his post. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Manipur, the fifth session of the 12th Manipur Legislative Assembly commenced today. The Governor of Manipur, Sushri Anusuya Uike, addressed the inaugural session of the sitting. She highlighted the various initiatives taken up by the government to solve the ongoing impasse and to bring the state forward in the years to come. The Governor said that the state government has been taking up various initiatives to solve the crisis in the state. She also highlighted initiatives taken up by the government during the violence, including transportation of students and stranded civilians to safer places, security arrangements taken up to bring normalcy, welfare steps taken up for the displaced persons, etc. The governor also mentioned about the peace agreement signed between the outlawed organization United National Liberation Front, UNLF, and government, which will usher in a new era of peace in Manipur. The leader of the House and Chief Minister N. Biren presented the budget estimates for 2024-25. The BJP has submitted a list of false voters to the Election Commission of India. A team led by Leader of Opposition Suvendu Adhikari today went to the office of the Chief Electoral Officer in Kolkata. He submitted a list of 16,91,000 false voters. Mr. Suvendu requested the Commission to delete the names immediately. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. India and US today reviewed the ongoing cooperation in counter-terrorism and security domains, which have been a key pillar of the India-US Strategic Partnership. The review was undertaken under the aegis of India-US senior officials' Homeland Security Dialogue held in New Delhi. Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla and Acting Deputy Secretary, U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Canegelo, led the respective delegations. They discussed steps that can be taken to bolster bilateral efforts to combat terrorism and violent extremism, drug trafficking, organized crime, and ensure transportation security. Chairman and founder of the Bharati Enterprises, Sunil Bharati Mittal, has become the first Indian citizen to receive an honorary knighthood from UK's King Charles III. The award grants Mr. Mittal the title of Knight Commander of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire, recognizing his contributions to fostering stronger business ties between India and the UK. The 66-year-old entrepreneur said, UK and India share historical relations, which are now entering a new era of increased cooperation and collaboration. An honorary knighthood is one of the highest honors granted by the British sovereign to civilians conferred upon foreign nationals in recognition of their exceptional contributions. Brazil has emphasized the critical need for the WTO to facilitate the transfer of essential technologies to developing countries, particularly for pandemic preparedness, climate mitigation, and energy transition. In a call to action at the 13th Ministerial Conference of WTO in Abu Dhabi, Brazil's Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira echoed sentiments shared by India and other developing nations as well. Brazil also emphasized the criticality of progress in agriculture negotiations. He called for instructions to cap and reduce trade-distorting agricultural subsidies, which adversely impact the food security of all WTO members. Additionally, Brazil reiterated its strong commitment to negotiations on fisheries subsidies to promote sustainable fishing practices globally. India also shares similar concerns as that of Brazil. During negotiations on fisheries subsidies, India proposed a 25-year moratorium on subsidies for these distant water fishing activities.
At the 13th Ministerial Conference of WTO at Abu Dhabi, India underscored the importance of considering diverse fishing practices and livelihoods of local fishermen within the exclusive economic zones during the regulatory discussions here. Advocating for sustainable fishing methods, India opposed unrestricted access by distant water fishing fleets. Emphasizing the principles of common but differentiated responsibilities and restrictive capabilities and special and differential treatment, India aimed to ensure a fair treatment that balances the need for both developed and developing nations. By prioritizing sustainability and the welfare of fishing communities, India seeks to shape international agreements that promote responsible marine resource management. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Abu Dhabi.
The Calcutta High Court today ordered that absconding TMC leader Sheikh Shah Jahan can be arrested by any investigative agency like CBI, ED or West Bengal Police. The division bench of Chief Justice T.S. Shivagyanam has stated this. Earlier, Enforcement Directorate had informed the court that state police can distort the evidence related to the case. The agency had also stated that if state police arrest Sheikh Shah Jahan, it can press light charges against him. Chief Justice observed that Sheikh Shah Jahan is a public representative and he cannot remain absconding like this. Several women have accused Shah Jahan along with his aides of land grabbing and sexual assault. Calcutta High Court today allowed the fact-finding team from New Delhi to visit Sandesh Khali. Justice Kaushik Chanda has ordered that the team can visit Sandesh Khali on the 3rd March but asked them not to go places where Section 144 is imposed. The team led by Retired Chief Justice of Patna High Court, L. Narasimha Reddy, was obstructed to go to Sandesh Khali last Saturday by police, citing reason that Section 144 is in force. In Jharkhand, nearly 12 people have lost their lives in a train accident near Kali Jharia Halt under Asansol Railway Division in Jamtara District. The Board of Control for Cricket in India today announced the annual retainership contracts for the senior men's team for the 2023-24 season. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple infrastructure projects worth over 4,900 crore rupees at Yavatmal in Maharashtra, releases 16th installment of PM Kisan scheme. India and US review ongoing cooperation in counter-terrorism and security domains. BJP asks Election Commission to videograph voting process at all polling stations during upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Sunil Bharati Mittal becomes the first Indian citizen to be conferred an honorary knighthood by Britain's King Charles III. And BCCI keeps Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli, Jasprit Bumrah and Ravindra Jadeja in grade A+ in its annual retainership contracts list for the senior men's team. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.